Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Urahara from Studio Shirogumi. It's streaming on Crunchyroll. And this is based on a manga that also premiered on Crunchyroll called Park Harajuku Crisis Team. I don't actually know why that's not the title of this anime so that they could more properly link it to the manga that is on their... Because clearly they're involved with it, so I'm not really sure why it has a different title. And it's sort of a high co-production manga because it's written by Patrick Macias, a contributor to anime community. I don't know how to, like, what other capacity to explain him as. And it's sort of a magical girl type of series where there are these three fashion clothing shop girls working in Harajuku. It's very stylized, and aliens come to Earth and they start sucking up all of the culture because they don't have any culture of their own, and they have to defend Harajuku from alien invaders.
But and the three girls run this little shop called Park that is half dessert store, half clothing store. And there's also that strange dude who comes in at one point, who I'm sure is involved. And there's technically a fourth girl. This little escape craft comes down, and this girl who says that she was kidnapped by the scoopers, basically the evil aliens, she and this talking fried shrimp, like, give them basically, like, their magical girl items.
Yeah, so she's not one of the magical girls, at least not at this point, because they each have their own power that helps the other one, and they're able to take on the aliens. They use sort of the power of imagination. Like, their imaginations are really important somehow. And I was like, is this a story about cultural appropriation? That's what I kept thinking when they were talking about how the aliens were just stealing culture and making it part of their own culture.
Yeah, I am curious if there is some other story going on, because there is that weird dude who, like, pops into the shop and, like, says a bunch of nonsense and then leaves.
And he says he wants to wants their talent.
And I'm not sure how much I totally believe the fourth girl, that she is just some random person who got picked up by the scoopers in America and is here to help them out with her talking shrimp companion. So I wonder if there's going to be the initial plot that they show you and then the real plot when we find out what's going on.
And then, like, some of the girls are ready for action and some of them are reluctant. Everybody has, like, their own tics, I guess, their own eccentricities. I really liked the stylization of it. It kind of reminded me of Kyosou Giga or, like, Rolling Girls or stuff like that. I thought it was fun, not great, but, like, could be good.
Yeah, no, I feel like Rolling Girls, that its style gives it a lot of leeway that otherwise it might not get on just pure story alone. I feel like the problem with Rolling Girls is, as it went on, it kind of never lived up to its cool potential. So hopefully it'll be a little more fooly cooly than Rolling Girls. Well, I mean, I think we enjoyed Rolling Girls at the end, but it did feel like I said, a lot of missed potential. So it's a little yet to be seen. Like, I think a lot depends on how much these little hints build into something more, and then, and more importantly, something interesting. If it's just like this wacky, convoluted plot that doesn't, like, at least have some kind of interest, like, if you're right and it is about cultural appropriation.
That was sort of a joke. But
if it, like, there is at least some kind of interesting theme. Yeah, like the spirit of Harajuku or something like that. It doesn't have to be, like, as resonant or, like, heavy as cultural appropriation, but at least some kind of interesting theming that's well executed, I think then the show can be fun. But if it, like, just falls into style for style's sake, I just think it'll be like something you watch in the background but doesn't stick with you.
Yeah, I actually thought a lot about, you know, Harajuku has a real style, like that part, that neighborhood is so well known. But at the same time, I feel like we don't really see it in anime that much. So I'm hoping that Harajuku is sort of its own character in here, and maybe we will see a lot of places in Harajuku in the neighborhood, and that we almost get to know it as part of the series.
Plus, that, and they make a big deal that, like, the aliens steal, like, points of cultural importance. So they'll probably have to, like, defend cool cultural landmarks and, you know, important places in Harajuku.
Which I like and could be really fun. And I like it when a place is a character and we get to learn about it.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @narutakiRT, and @hisuiRT.